You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The National Retail Federation has released the annual Christmas spending survey, and as expected, it's up, John Clemens reports.
That figure is the highest in the survey's 14-year history. Kathy Allen is with the National Retail Federation.
The average person celebrating the holiday season this year will spend about $805 on average, and it's very similar to the $802 that we saw last year.
Kathy Allen says this is a critical time for many of the retailers.
The holiday season represents about 20% of what a retailer would bring in through its annual sales.
Regarding presents for Christmas, 58.8% of those responding to the survey indicated they wanted gift cards. I'm John Clemens.
Maker of a top-selling compact car says the new model gets 40 miles per gallon. Honda is releasing details about the 2016 Civic before it goes on sale next month. The car maker says the new sedan is bigger with more passenger space. The new Civic starts at just under $20,000. There may be one less candidate fielding questions at the next GOP two-tier presidential debates. The Washington Examiner says Governor Dwight Jindal may not take part in the October 28th undercard event on CNBC. Campaign staff says Jindal would be one of the primetime debaters if the network used the same debate criteria from 4 years ago. The Jindal campaign is also upset that network officials and the Republican National Committee
Good afternoon. This is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. I'm a Weichert agent out of Clinton, New Jersey, covering all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset County. Welcome to my show. I'd like to first start with the weather forecast so that you understand what's going on outside. It seems to change radically each day. Right now it's 70 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a partly cloudy evening. And then tomorrow it's going to be up in the low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 75, back to summer for a day. And then 46 again tomorrow evening, and then 73 on Thursday. And again on Friday we got a cool front coming in and it turns back to 57. So enjoy it while it lasts. It can't keep on forever. I know I've had the heat on for a couple of days, and you probably have had as well. It's almost time to flip the air conditioning back on. Once again, Joe Peters, Weichert Realtors, Clinton, New Jersey, and this is my show, Real Estate Matters. Let me introduce myself by running my little intro.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe and I'm back. Boy, that commercial sounds a lot like me, doesn't it? I wanted to go over to start with what a recap of what we talked about 2 weeks ago. I run this show every 2 weeks for an hour from 4 to 5 on the first and third Tuesday of the month, 4 to 5. And in effect, the first show of the month, I always go over the newsletter statistics from the month prior, where we talk about what's happening in Hunterdon County and at our closest, depends where you are in Hunterdon County, but in Somerset County to some extent as well, so that we have an understanding of the difference. Let me just recap. In September of 2015, 145 properties went under contract. That means we've got a contract that's out of attorney review or in the closing process in Hunterdon County. That's up from 137 a month before, which was August. We have never, in my memory, had a month where August had, I should say September had more houses going under contract than we did in August. So it's really an indication of what's happening in the market. The market is very active. It continues to be active. And if you recall last year, we didn't have any snow until like somewhere around January 20th, 23rd. The market just kept going. And it appears, and we're going to go through some of the factors here, that that's what's going to happen again this year. The market is busy. It keeps getting, it keeps the momentum going. It isn't slacking off. And we've got a lot of people out there looking to buy a house, and we need more people that are considering selling a house to help fill the gap of the shortage of inventory, which we're going to discuss. Right now, we have an average month's supply of 8 in Hunterdon County. That's all houses, all prices, all agents, all people put together. We have a total of 1,117 houses for sale as of the beginning of the month. And if you divided that through by the 145 that we sold, you'd come out to an 8-month supply. How that works is if you had 90 houses for sale and you sold 10 houses, they actually went under contract in the last 30 days, it means you'd have 9 months supply, and you would actually, if nothing came on, sell the houses that are on the market over a 9-month period. The important thing to consider here is that 4 to 6 months is an average. And that's about where prices are stable. When you get above 6 months, well, then there's pressure on the prices. And if you get below 4 months, there's actual increase. We see that we've got multiple offers. We've got multiple people looking at the same property, making an offer at the same time. And sometimes we're seeing, in most cases, seeing prices go up. The other interesting statistic is that we have sold the average house of the 137 that went under contract. The average house was on the market 84 days, just a little under 3 months. Pretty good. I mean, we see that get up well above 100 at times. And right now, 84 days is an indication that we have a very active market. Of the houses that we sold in the month of September, it's really October now, 72% of them were under $500,000. In other words, if you looked at all the houses we sold, of the houses that the 145 consisted of, 72% of them were under $500,000. The next 22% were houses more than 500, and only 8% were houses over 700,000. So our market is really in the 72%, 500 less, and then only 8%, 700 and more, and the rest falls in between. If we take a look at the price points, you would see that the average new listing coming on the market in the month of September was around $482,000. And the average sale, the properties going under contract, was about $386,000. And that's about 20% less. So you might say, well, what's the difference? Well, a lot of people put their house on at a very ambitious price, want to test the market with it. Probably not a good idea, but we have a lot of people that want to do that. And that's where that 20% comes in. But when we finally get around to pricing it to where it needs to be, we're selling houses at about 97% of that final adjusted list price. The other thing to take a look at is the towns that are really, really active in Hunterdon County. Three towns, really, if you combine Clinton Township and Clinton, it's four towns. The Clinton area actually sold, between Clinton Township and Clinton, 27 houses. Clinton Township sold 16 houses. The Raritan Township sold 26, and Reddington sold 23. Those three areas together sold nearly half of all of our inventory. That's where people want to live when they're in Hunterdon County. And we have some very, very active communities, those three being, three or four being some of them. But others right now, it looks like in Highbridge, we're sitting with 4 months supply, Lebanon Borough, 3 months supply. That's good news. Some areas, especially the ones that get further out, Alexandria is sitting with 23 months supply, for example. And if we took a look at the Holland area, usually is pretty high as well, but there's a lot of houses sold. Out of 34 houses last month, we sold 7, so that gives it a 5 month supply. But the rule of thumb is the closer you are to New York, the better things are, and that's where things are selling. Let's take a look at what's happening in Somerset County for the same areas. In Somerset County, we have it's very interesting because Somerset County does about twice the activity that we do here in Hunterdon County. For example, they sold 311 properties in the last 30 days, the month of September, where we sold 145. And at the same time, they listed 506, where we listed 245. It's a county that's closer to New York. It has a lot more activity than here. And it's really an area where people would like to live. But in effect, in a lot of cases, I find people looking in Somerset County, introduce them to Hunterdon County, and just for the pure lifestyle, the quality of life factors in Hunterdon County, a lot of them would reconsider and travel an extra 10 or 15 minutes. We have about 6 months supply in Somerset County, where we have 8 in Hunterdon County. So it's much more at a normalized pace. And the three areas in Somerset County that are the most active are the areas of Bridgewater, Branchburg, Franklin, just north of New Brunswick, and Hillsborough. Those four areas put together do about 50% of what goes on in Somerset County. So if you took those three or four areas and put our three or four areas together, you'd find they're all contiguous. That's about as far as people want to go and still commute back to New York or in the New York area direction. In Somerset County, we get about 18% more per house than we do in Hunterdon County. And if you took a look at the average listing price there, it's about $552. Where our average listing price was, and I'm looking up the number because I turned the page, $482. Their average under contract price is $421, where our average is $386. So they're also at about 24% less. And it's a county that does an awful lot of business in the high end. If you take a look at what we did in Hunterdon County, over 700,000, you'd find that we probably have only, 8, 9, 10, we sold 11 houses over 800,000. If you looked at the same statistic in Somerset County, we have 42 houses. So it's a higher end county as far as price. They get a little more because they're a little closer to New York. It's a very good county to live in. And when you get the two counties right next to each other, when you drive from the areas of Branchburg into Reddington, which is our first township, they look the same at the border. But the further you get over, the more turn left at the cows, right at the horses, I like to say, it starts to look like in our county. Much different than Somerset County. So that's the recap for last month. We're going to go and play a few sponsors commercials here, and I'll be back in a minute.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good evening, this is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the Red Mill Haunted Village.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again with Real Estate Matters, and I'm glad you stood by. We've heard from a few of our associates who have advertised on the station along with me, and I'm going to get back into some newer statistics, things that we didn't cover in the last session, and we're going to pick it up from there. We're going to take a look at a few of the factors that are affecting why things are the way they are in Hunterdon County and to some extent Somerset County as well. First things first, if we take a look at New Jersey in general, it looks like we're going to have somewhere around a 3% appreciation in home values this year. That's good news because last year was 2, the year before that was 4 roughly. We're generally putting the blocks back in place and we're generally getting the prices back to where they were. The end of 2005, we were at our absolute peak, and then we came down somewhere between 30 and 35% over the subsequent 3 or 4 years. And since then, we've been putting it back together a little bit at a time. And if we don't have another national tragedy like 9/11, it's forecasted that at this rate, we will be back to the pricing that we experienced at the peak by the end of 2018 or somewhere into 2019. So we're looking at 3% this year, 4% next. That's the average of all the people that are out there making predictions like this. The federal government has added about 2.5 million jobs this year. We get a lot of press around, wow, we've got 175,000 jobs, 200,000, 225,000 jobs. Well, what isn't said when those come out is just our natural growth, our expansion of people coming of work age in this country as the population continues to expand takes up roughly 200,000 jobs. So, in effect, when you hear that we've added somewhere around 200,000, we broke even for the month. We put everybody to work that came above, but we didn't put people back to work that lost their jobs. The good news is, on a national basis, we put them all back to work already. We did that about a year and a half ago. A lot of times, we're counting jobs that earn a lot less than they used to earn, or maybe per capita, the average per earning per number is lower, but at least they're back to work. The difference is, in New Jersey, we're probably somewhere between 4 and 5 years from getting everybody back to work. And that's what's affecting our economy. We have an economy that needs jobs, and we have people that are looking for work in non-farm industry jobs. And although we're headed in the right direction, we still have a ways to go, and we're trailing the rest of the nation. So here are some other factors. I recently attended a seminar, and these are some of the key takeaway points. Train stations are key. If you have a house that's in a town that has a train station, and somebody can get on that train and take a reasonable commute to Newark and then change trains and get into New York, you're going to get a bonus percentage on your house when it goes up for sale. And that's where people like new building new construction people are putting the new houses. We're not seeing a lot of that happen in Hunterdon County because although we do have some train stations, it's sort of a meandering trail. It takes about an hour and a half to get into Newark on it, and that's more than most people want to commute. But bus stations are really the same. There's in Flemington and Clinton, we do have some decent bus stations, and then in Reddington, Raritan, Raritan Township, I've got that backwards. In the Bridgewater area in Somerset County, there's some bus stations as well. And from there, the train gets into New York a lot quicker. So they have a little bit of an advantage over Hunterdon. Another issue is that since 2016 in New Jersey, since 2006, I can't read my own handwriting, in New Jersey, we have dropped about 18% on average income. So to say that a different way, if you earned $100,000 in 2016, you are probably on average earning $18,000 less, or about $82,000 at this point in time. That does take its effect on buying power. And much of that comes from what I discussed a little bit earlier. People are going back to work, but they're going back to work at lesser salaries and a lot of times lesser benefits. I mean, the stock options that we used to get just aren't available in most of the jobs today. And some of the bonuses that were paid out in the past aren't paid anymore, all adding up to that 18% less figure. Another issue is children. Not an issue, I mean, it's a blessing, but people are having less children. I know I have five beautiful kids all grown into adults at this point in time. It was pretty normal. Maybe I had one more than the average back then, but now, if we see somebody having more than two, it's way above average. People are having less children, and they're having less children for a couple of reasons. It's easier than it was a couple of generations ago to have less children. And secondly, it's more expensive. And thirdly, they're earning more less money than they used to. Statistic I heard said that it takes $22,000 a year to put a child through daycare. So even if a woman went back to work and earned a reasonable salary, that first $22,000 would be going to daycare, and through her two children, it probably wipes out all the take-home pay. The other thing is, if you look at New Jersey demographics, and this is an amazing statistic, 65%, and it's going in the right direction because it used to be over 70, 65% of all the households in New Jersey do not have a child of school age in them. 65%. So that means every two out of three houses that you drive by don't have children of school age in them. And as a result, we're needing less schools than we used to need. And as a result of that, the demographics are changing as to what kind of house we need, where we've built nothing but four-bedroom center hall colonials for the last 15, 20 years, although we didn't build a lot in the last 5 or 6 years. people are really not looking for four-bedroom center hall colonials if they only have one child or haven't got any children or planning on their first and maybe a second. So the needs, the desire for a house and the style of a house is more of a two- to three-bedroom, and the market is trying to sell four- to five-bedroom houses. And it's almost like we're legislated in that direction because the average building size for a lot is as high as it is. We're putting up larger houses than are going to be needed as we go forward. All of those contributing factors. Let's take a look at the job recovery itself. If you take a look at New York City, we are at a post-recession of 269% of the people that were at work prior to the recession are now back to work. In other words, they've increased 170% almost. And if you look at the same statistic in New Jersey, we've only captured about 65% of our jobs back. We still have another third to go. And because of that, and because of the changing dynamics of family size, the buying habits for people buying a house are changing. Another statistic is that change in household income that I talked about. New Jersey is at a minus 18%. And if you look at the surrounding states, the United States in general is only at a minus 5%. So we lag by 13% behind the nation. And if you look at places like New York, it's minus 4%. Pennsylvania is minus 3%. Delaware is also minus. Everything else that's nearby is up. I mean, some people are 26% above where they were in 2006. So that spendable income is not in our hand in New Jersey. And as a result of that, We're seeing pressure on house prices. The other thing is taking a look at is the unemployment in the state. The state of New Jersey is sitting at roughly 5.7% unemployment, where New York is sitting at 5.4% and Philadelphia 6.1%. So we're not far off of New York, but New York is actually faring a lot better than we are. But if you take a look at the counties, you would see that Hunterdon County is at 4.6%. Not bad. I mean, we're almost the leading county in New Jersey as far as unemployment. We're not high. We're the best county, I'm saying. And if you take a look at Somerset, it's at 5.0%. So even Somerset, a couple of more cities in Somerset, and the inner cities, areas maybe like those surrounding New Brunswick, because New Brunswick actually gets into Middlesex, but Franklin Township sometimes lag a little better, more, and they're sitting at 5%, where we're sitting at 4.6%. So we're not in too bad a shape as far as unemployment, but we do not have the jobs that we need. It is 4:30, and I am going to go to a quick news break.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Democrats are blocking a Republican bill clamping down on so-called sanctuary cities. A procedural vote to move the measure forward failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. The bill aims to cut off federal dollars to jurisdictions that refuse to cooperate with U.S. officials in deporting illegal immigrants. The issue heated up this year when a man who was deported several times allegedly shot and killed a young woman in San Francisco. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb is abandoning his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. In a statement in Washington today, Webb says his views are not in step with the party's power brokers.
For this reason, I'm withdrawing from any consideration of being the Democratic Party's nominee for the presidency.
Webb remarked that political candidates are being pulled to ideological extremes, and that doesn't serve most Americans. Webb barely registered in national polls and complained several times about not getting enough time to speak in last week's Democratic debate. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because, as we age, our brains stop producing vital neuropeptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, A medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 800-413-8643.
Okay, it's Joe Peters again, and I just want to pick up where I left off. First of all, let me give you the weather. It is right now 71 degrees. We're looking at the temperature for tomorrow to be 74, the day after 75, and then it's a reality check. It gets back to 57 degrees on Friday. So enjoy it while it's there. You may even have to flip the air conditioner back on for a day or two, and then it should be back to good old heat. Anyway, let's take a look at another demographic shift. I mean, we talked about things like we're earning 18% less than we used to earn in New Jersey, and that's in a 10-year span. We have less jobs than we used to have in New Jersey, and we're only at about 65% back to where we were at the pre-bubble. And thirdly, we're seeing a drain of the younger people. If you take a look at the 25 to 35s, you're going to find that we're suffering roughly a 20% less employment rate for these people. Really, not an employment rate, just a demographic rate. We're finding that when a child of school age comes home from school and is now looking for a job, it's a little harder to find a job for all the reasons we just talked about, and they're going to probably earn less for the reasons we just talked about. And they're carrying a lot of debt from school. So they're looking for higher tech jobs, and they're finding them in New York. So even though in both Somerset and Hunterdon County, we're increasing the population, the 25 to 35 is decreasing. It's going to have an impact as we move forward, and it's something to be considered. But it's definitely something that needs to be addressed so that we have more opportunities for people of that age, the younger, upwardly progressible, to move in. Building permits in towns that have trains. Interesting, in the year, the 1990 decade, we had 24% increase. And in the 2000 decade, we had a 32%. Now we have a 52%. That's partly for what I just discussed. These people who need to get to New York for work may still want to live with mom and dad out here. And as a result, people are looking for houses in commutable distance to New York City. And as a result, that's where the builders are building the houses. I do real estate across Hunterdon and Somerset. Now, one thing I've noticed is that if you take a look at the new housing starts between the two counties, we've got a few going up. There's a Toll Brothers development on Route 12. There's another Toll Brothers development on Route 22 that's more of an over 55. And there's a bunch of, you know, 2, 3, and 4 clusters of houses going up, but no real big developments. If you get into between the town of Somerset, that's in Franklin Township in Somerset County, and the town of Hillsborough, or the township, there's got to be 10 or 12 developments going up. They're building houses to the east because that's where people want to live. Now, things usually move from east to west, but although I'm seeing them over there and they're not inexpensive houses, I'm not seeing that same rush to build new houses in our areas. Another issue affecting us is the mortgage delinquency rate. We're sitting at an 8.3% rate right now. That means 8.3% of every house in New Jersey is 90 days or more behind in their mortgage. So we've been number one for a while, almost a year, in mortgage filings for delinquency. We call them distressed properties because it considers both short sales and then the actual foreclosure process. So one out of every 11 houses is in trouble. And as a result, we're number one, and it looks like we're going to stay number one. The next closest state is 6.7, which is New York. And in Florida, which you'd think would be the worst, is at 6.3%. The United States itself is at 3.5%. So we are at 8.3%, better than double what the national average is. Another condition is the foreclosure rate. We're on track to file 73,000 foreclosure starts this year. What is a foreclosure start? That means you miss two or three payments, and in effect, you may be able to keep making the payments two or three months behind, but the bank starts a process called lis pendet, which is Latin for libel suit pending, and they hang a cloud or a lien over you that this person is behind, and they're going to start the foreclosure process. During that, a lot of people go through what we call the short sale process, which means they may owe $350,000 on the house. It's only worth $300,000. They try to sell it and reconcile with the bank for that amount that's the short sale. But that process takes a long time, usually well over a year. If you were to see what I'm looking at on a map, it's just absolutely amazing. In 2011, the whole state was in a really, really deep state of flux as far as jobs, and housing performance followed it. In 2012, the counties nearing New York were in better shape, and by 2013, it spread all the way across the center of the state. However, in 2014, it started to recede, and we had a bit of a drop back, and in 2015, we're back to the point where it spread pretty much across the state. The only places that are not doing well with housing performance are the really, really remote areas like down in Cumberland County and maybe up in Sussex County. Luxury inventory is something that we have our share of luxury housing in Hunterdon County, but I'm not going to address because we it's sort of a protected, it's like a carriage trade industry. We sell two or three houses over $1 million every month. We sold it every month for the last 10 years. It's never changed. It's probably dropped a little and are probably getting a little less than they used to get, but there is a market. If you look at the under 400 market, if we were to break down the month supply by price point, Hunterdon County is about a 5-month supply. If we look at the 4 to 5, 6 market, it's about a 7-month supply. And if we go over the 600 mark, we're looking at a 17-month supply. 2 years over $1 million, and there's really no market over 2.5 in Hunterdon County. If we looked at those same figures in Somerset County, across the board, except for the 4 to 6 market, across the board, Somerset County is doing much better. They've got a faster supply of sales and, in effect, are not languishing the way we are here in Hunterdon County. So let's take a look at the pricing. We're looking at a price right now, according to the experts, of about 16% off the peak. We dropped about 30 to 35, depending where you were and depending what your price point was. And we've put about rough half of that back, and we're now about 16% off the peak. Secondly, we will recapture the pricing of the end of 2005, if everything keeps on current track, by somewhere in the 2018 to 2019 time frame based on current figures. So knock on wood, hopefully that keeps up. Hopefully we get back there, and everybody who once had a lot of equity in their house will have a lot of equity in their house again, although I think a lot of people have moved on over time. Once again, this is Joe Peters, and I'm going to give you a quick review of who I am, and then we'll be back to talk about things that are happening in our county again.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again. And once again, if you'd like to talk about your current situation, my style is to be consultative. I am not a pushy person. I sit back and talk with you about what concerns you and where your house is and where your goals and dreams fit into the current environment. And then I help you put together a plan by distilling down those vast amount of information and give you just the facts that you need in order to make your decisions. I'm going to continue on a little bit with the statistics that I've seen just this week come out. The home purchase sentiment index, in other words, people are thinking about home purchasing. It was roughly at 60% in 2011, and a mere 4 years later, we're up closer to 85%. It just dropped down to like 82%. More and more people are feeling comfortable enough to go out and purchase a home, where we didn't see that happening. They were worried about the job. They were worried about the wife is going to get laid off. We're starting to see the effect of the economy is coming back. Once again, we still have 35% of people to put back to work in New Jersey. But little by little, we're getting them back to work, and we are moving in the right direction. And let's talk about the economic impact of a sale of a house. Now, I have a chart here that breaks it down, and this considers everything from buying the property and the fact that a lawyer gets involved and an appraiser gets involved and an inspector gets involved and a realtor gets involved, right down to that person doing some refurbishing, going to Home Depot, getting some furniture, going to their local restaurants in the area. The statistics I'm looking at say that New Jersey, one of the highest in the nation, puts $79,000 back into the economy for every house that's sold. That's an amazing number. And we're starting to see the demand through foot traffic build up. So what is foot traffic? When we run an open house, we keep statistics on how many people come into the open houses. And then they're supplied up to the state level, the New Jersey Association of Realtors. And they're publishing that 2015 versus 2014, we are seeing a very strong indication of more people coming to open houses. And we've proven that one out of every three people coming to an open house eventually buys a house somewhere in the next 3 to 9 months. So that's a good sign. I mean, people are, the feeling towards I'm ready to buy, I'm out looking, all heading in the right direction. Another statistic that we track is household formation. And this is an interesting statistic because a household doesn't necessarily have to mean I've bought a house. A household could mean I've lived in Dad's basement for the last 5 years and, okay, we're a little sick of each other and Mom and Dad really need their house back and I'm back on my feet. I got a job. I'm not earning what I used to earn, but I'm not doing bad and I'm ready to go out on my own. In a lot of instances, the first step is into a rental and then the second step is into a purchase. Other times, it goes straight to a purchase and it's a first-time buyer. We're predicting that we're going to form 1.7 million households, and this is the entire country, in New Jersey. And that's a projected number, and it's compared to 0.7 per last year. Good news, because when a first-time buyer actually buys a house, and he may be pushing the person out that he's going to rent, if he's going to rent first and that person buys a house, it really triggers about 3 or 4 sales. The first-time buyer buys a house somewhere in 150 to 250 in a general. That seller turns around and buys something in a 3 to 4 range. That seller turns around and buys something in a 5 to 6 range. And this keeps going up to a point where people right-size and then trade down a little. There's really about 4 levels of buying a property. First-time buyer, trading up, right-sizing or trading down when, in effect, you probably are in the right town, and based on your lifestyle, the kids have grown and gone, or a divorce has happened, or a death. You want to stay in a town, but you don't want to stay in this house. You want a different style house. It may be a one-floor house. Or in a 55-plus, it may be a house that will fit your lifestyle as you grow older. When we go through that process, we're looking at $1.7 million, almost 2.5 times what we did last year on a national basis. And secondly, that's going to trigger 3 or 4 more sales in the categories that I just talked about. And each one of those sales, according to the chart that I'm looking at, is going to trigger nearly $80,000 going back into the economy. And then when we take a look at the millennials, who are 18 to 24, and we say, are you going to buy a house in the next 3 years? We're finding that 37% of them are saying yes, they're going to buy within 18 months. And the 25 to 34, who's been around a little longer, earned a little more money, probably earning and saved a little more money, 53% of them say, yes, I'm ready to buy. Both good signs. So we're seeing a lot of good signs that there's going to be a lot of home purchases as we go forward. First-time home buyers. We're seeing that one statistic says we've got about 50% of our market is first-time home buyers right now. An amazing number compared to what we've seen in the past. Now, the first-time home buyer is a little older than they used to be. We used to see the first-time home buyer at around 29 years old. Now we're seeing the first-time home buyer at about 37 years old. That reason, once again, they needed to save a little more money. They're not making as much. They're out of work for a while. They're living with mom and dad. But they're back. That's the good news. They're back. And as first-time buyers, we're starting to see people in primary owner-occupied mortgages rise. And we've actually seen in August of 2014, 120,000 mortgages initiated for first-time buyers. And in 2015, we saw 156,000, which is a 20% increase. Percentage of rental share of the occupied single families. A lot of people as investors, I've done it myself, have gone out and bought a little one bedroom as part of their portfolio, either a condo or townhouse, might have been two bedrooms, probably going to rent for $1,200 to $1,500, and it's probably going to cost you somewhere in the hundreds. You know, it's an investment. You try to buy something, you get hopefully a little positive income out of the cash flow. You definitely get appreciation and depreciation out of it. And eventually, when you sell it, there's a profit. We're starting to see an increase of steady percentage rental share of occupied single families. And that is sort of a reverse of what we'd like to see. And I think one of the things that most people renting, and anybody who comes to me looking to rent, one of the first things I do is I stop and take a look at their situation, because in a lot of cases they can own as cheap as they can rent. And there's a heck of a lot of advantages to owning a home over renting a home. We're seeing the following triggers being cited by the 25 to 34-year-old home shoppers. They're earning more income than they used to. They're tired of their current home. Prices are still pretty favorable. We're still 16% off. We're not back to the peak. Interest rates are very favorable. We're starting to see interest rates right around 4%. They went up to about 4.25. They dropped down to 3.75. They're holding somewhere in the middle there. And then at the same time, rents are increasing. So the more the rents go up because of supply and demand, the more it becomes a lot more logical to buy and start getting the advantages you get out of owning. We're starting to see that the two things that people were worried about in order to buy a house are disappearing. One was, oh, I got to have a 70-80 FICO score. That's the score on your credit report. It's not the case anymore. We're seeing 714 as the average. We can get people into very, very, as long as their credit is good, with 650 FICO scores into mortgages. Down payments, I need 20% down. That's also a myth. You can get zero down payment on some mortgages, three and a half on others. The average down payment today is 7.1%. So you don't have to have this FICO score that you keep hearing you need to have, and you don't have to have the down payment that you think you might need. It's a lot more plausible to own a house, and the credit availability keeps getting better every month. We're just looking at a chart that's going uphill as far as credit availability. There was a lot of post-bubble laws put into place so that it wouldn't happen again. And as a result of it, it became too stringent for a year or two. And now we're starting to see the Fed let that loosen up a little so that more and more people can come out and get a home. Your FICO score requirement has inched down steadily. At the beginning of the year, it was in a 730 range. Now it's in a 724 range. And the mortgage rates at the beginning of the year were 4%, and they went all the way up. In August, they were 4.3, but in September, they come back down under 4% again. Income necessary for a home to qualify for a medium price mortgage. In 2012, it was $31,000. Today, it's $44,000. If the income necessary, the cost of waiting to have that income that's necessary is costing you what you can buy. So the sooner you get out there as a first-time buyer or even a second-time buyer, the better off you're going to be, because two things are happening at once in the economy. We're starting to see interest rates drift up, and we're seeing forecasts say that they'll be near 5% by this time next year. If we merely go from 4 to 5%, you're going to lose 9% of your buying power. The time to buy is now. At the very same time, you're starting to see house prices inch up. And they're inching up because we're starting to see appreciation at 3% this year, 4% next year. It's starting to add up. We've regained half of what we lost since the bubble. So add the interest and the price increasing together, and the time, there's no time that's better than now in buying. The income necessary to qualify for a medium-priced home in 2015 is probably about $44,000. If the two or one earn that kind of money, it's very easy to get out and get a mortgage as long as your credit is in decent shape. Once again, the mortgage rates are feared to be going up, and we've seen a lot of activity at the government level in order to hold them where they're at. And that's paid off because we need those first-time buyers in the market. But once again, if we merely go up a percent, we're going to lose 9% of our buying power. Let me say that in a different way. If you could afford $500,000 at 4%, you can only afford $455,000 at 5%. You've lost 9%. Another way of thinking is homeowners are considering selling their home but still haven't put it on the market. And this is a last key point that I'm going to cover today. We have a shortage of inventory, especially in the under 500 market. We've got about 23% of homeowners considering selling their home but haven't put it on the market yet for sale. There's a lot of factors, and sometimes you just never gather enough information to make a decision, and that's where a realtor like myself can help. But of that 23%, 55% would be more likely to put their home on the market if given more information. So what I'm saying is, if you're one of those 23%, you're sitting there and you're thinking about putting your house on the market in the next year, then the time to talk to a realtor is now. My number is 908-238-0118. I'm easy to talk to. I typically pick up the phone on the first ring if I'm not already talking to another customer, and I will work with you to give you the understanding that you need. But we're looking at seriously depleted inventory levels at this point in time. And as a result of it, if you're considering selling, especially if you're going to buy a bigger house, There's no time like the present, because the house you're going to sell, yes, it's 16% less than it was 5 years ago, or maybe closer to 10 at this point in time. But the house you're going to buy is in that same situation. If you're a renter and you're considering buying a house, you've got to realize that rents have been going up. Yeah, the landlord's paying for the repairs, but he's paying for it out of the money that you're giving him. Buying a home is 35% less expensive than renting a home in most cases, and that's because there's a tremendous tax shelter and incentive there. And if you take a look at renting, it's about to get a lot worse. And what do I mean worse? It's not like your landlord is going to get worse. It means it's going to be harder to find a house, and it's going to be more expensive to rent that house. There's less and less inventory on the market for renters as well. So if you're considering buying your first time, I work a lot with first-time buyers. If you're considering trading up, I work a lot with people that are trading up or right sizes. And I have a special certification for the over 55 market. Being one myself, I can help you right size, get into a house where you can retire in place and retire comfortably and continue the lifestyle that you've had. So once again, this is Joe Peters. I'm going to give you my little ad one more time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Democrats are blocking a Republican bill clamping down on so-called sanctuary cities. A procedural vote to move the measure forward failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. The bill aims to cut off federal dollars to jurisdictions that refuse to cooperate with U.S. officials in deporting illegal immigrants. The issue heated up this year when a man who was deported several times allegedly shot and killed a young woman in San Francisco. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb is abandoning his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. In a statement in Washington today, Webb says his views are not in step with the party's power brokers.
For this reason, I'm withdrawing from any consideration of being the Democratic Party's nominee for the presidency.
Webb remarked that political candidates are being pulled to ideological extremes, and that doesn't serve most Americans.